to Surviving Me. I'm your host, Day, and today's episode is about a habit we don't talk about with enough compassion. Self-sabotage. Not the loud kind, but like the quiet kind. The kind that looks like procrastination, avoidance, shrinking back, or talking yourself out of what you say you want. We think it's laziness. We call ourselves inconsistent, but most times it's protection. So let's get into it. So let's start with procrastination. Honestly, I believe procrastination is something rooted in depression. Because when you constantly put things off until the last minute, what you're really doing is stretching what little energy you have. You're not lazy, you're depleted. You're not avoiding, you're overwhelmed. And it's a cycle. You wait, the pressure builds, and now you're anxious and forced to rush. And you ask yourself, why do I keep doing this to myself? But maybe it's all you had to give. Now, protection looks different because protection says, don't take that risk. Don't apply for that thing. Don't get too close because you're afraid of the outcome. So instead of stepping out of the box, you sit in it and you call it peace. But it's really fear. But there was a time I started to realize something, that every time I got close to joy, I would pull away from it. And maybe if you've done that too. You finally feel seen, you get the opportunity, you meet someone who actually healthy, and your first reaction is back up, don't trust this, find a catch. Because when you've been in survival mode long enough, joy starts to feel suspicious. You start thinking, what's the motive? Like, they're being too nice, this can't be real. When is the shoe gonna drop? And that's the saddest part, if we're being honest, because you stop believing in good things. You don't trust peace when it shows up. You convince yourself there has to be a catch because safety doesn't feel familiar. And if I'm being honest, we who don't want to live in a safe place? You could get so wrapped up in protection that it's hard to even feel safe ever again with anybody, with anything. You're always in survival mode, like something gotta give, until you realize this and see it and want to make a change. That's the only way you're ever going to get out of survival mode, or you're just going to continue doing being in survival mode and never even realize it until somebody points it out like, baby, that ain't normal. And then you're thinking like, really? Like, cause I've been living this my whole life. I swore this is how everybody dealt with it until that one person be like, hell no, that ain't normal. So then comes the guilt, because deep down you do know better. You probably read the books, you listened to the podcast, you healed some of your wounds, but why are you still shrinking, still doubting, still avoiding? Because healing isn't linear. And when your nervous system is used to chaos, calm feels unsafe. You feel guilty for not being further along, but this is part of the work too. So let me ask y'all this. What would it look like to prepare for peace instead of sabotage it? What would it feel like to receive joy without overanalyzing it? To rest without guilt? To want something good and believe you're allowed to have it? Self-sabotage doesn't just disappear. But when you recognize it as protection, you can meet it with compassion, not shame. You can pause before the pattern repeats. And little by little, you start choosing peace on purpose. And when you get to the point of you choosing peace on purpose, then you know that you're the next phase of your healing journey. Because peace is for everybody. We all deserve peace. I don't care what nobody say, whether people believe it or not, everybody should want to live a peaceful life. Everybody should have a peaceful life. Everybody deserves peace. Stress kills people. Stress will literally freaking kill you. So we all should be trying to aim for peace at the end of the day, because peace is for us. Peace is for me. What do I say? Peace is the where we're going. We're heading to it. We see the light. We can feel it. We can feel that sun, because peace is for us. So, jumping right into the letters to the listeners, to the version of you who keeps pulling back when it's finally getting good. You don't have to fear joy. You don't have to fear stillness. You don't have to ruin the moment to feel in control. You survive chaos, but peace is not a threat. It's a homecoming, so let yourself come home. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who might be stuck in the same cycle. Leave a review. follow the show, and don't forget to subscribe on Substack for this week's Glow Letter. Also, be sure to find me on Instagram at @princess_shortness_, so you can join the channel for behind the scene footage. I be coming on there ranting sometimes. You might even get a little live when I be feeling like I need to just get stuff off my chest. Anyway, you might want to check it out, because that's where the fam at. I got to figure out a name to call y'all, but that's where the fam at. So check me out on Instagram. And be sure to subscribe to that Substack letter, because we dig a little deeper into what it means to let joy in. So, as I always say, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it, because the journey back to yourself is the real work. So, I'll see y'all next episode, where healing gets honest, because this is Surviving Me. Why am I just rambling? All right, y'all, I'm out of here. See y'all. I've battled the silence. I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons.